Schools around the Bay Area will remain closed through May 1st, at least, so teachers are working to bring the classroom into the living room. KALW's Victor Tintz reports.
Yesterday, the San Francisco Unified School District began the second phase of a three-part plan to help get students back on track while campuses remain closed. Phase one focused on engaging students at home. That's providing optional activities for both students and parents to engage in as families adjusted to the quarantine. Phase two expands at-home options for learning. The school sent out digital and non-digital versions of classroom courses prepared by many teachers during the closure. The last phase will begin on April 13th, and it will consist of mandatory teacher-led interactive distance learning. But that last phase is the trickiest, because according to data provided by SFUSD, 15% of all students do not have access to a computer or the internet. In response, the schools have been lending out Chromebook laptops for the students with the greatest need. Since the closure, they have lent out over 1,000 computers. Also, the San Francisco Board of Education is creating Wi-Fi hotspots for students around the city as a way to address the technological equity gap. SFUSD suggests that students who need to borrow a computer should contact the school's principal to learn how devices are being made available. In San Francisco, I'm Victor Tentz for KLW News.